إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، أرحب بكم مرة أخرى، نواصل من كتاب الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة. I welcome all of you once again. We continue tonight reading from the book الأجوبة المفيدة عن أسئلة المناهج الجديدة, Beneficial Answers to Questions on Innovative Methodologies by our noble Sheikh العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات أمين. السؤال: هل يمكن الاجتماع مع اختلاف المنهج والعقيدة؟ يعني هل يمكن اجتماع المسلمين؟ هل يمكن أن يجتمع المسلمون؟ الاجتماع المثمر والنافع لهم، هل يمكن أن يجتمعوا مع اختلافهم في المناهج وفي العقيدة؟ ليسوا على منهج واحد وليسوا على عقيدة واحدة، فهل يجتمعون؟ This is a very important question amongst many others in this book. Somebody asked this great Sheikh, is it possible for the Muslims to be united even though they have different methodologies and different creeds? And which is a reality now. The Muslims are not all on the same page. No one can say, look, all the Muslims adhere to the same thing these days. Yes, there is a great number of Muslims, 1.5 billion plus maybe Muslims. They're all over the world, different races, different continents. But are they all on that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions? No, they're not. Reality, sad reality, the majority of them are not. Do they all have the same creed, the same belief, same aqidah? No, they don't. Do they all, the Muslims, this 1.5 billion maybe plus or less, do they all adhere to that which the companions were upon? Sadly, no, they don't. So with this sad reality that the Muslims, they are not on the same manhaj, they are not on the same aqidah, can they be united? Here is the answer from this great Shaykh. لا يمكن الاجتماع مع اختلاف المنهج والعقيدة. So it is impossible for Muslims to be united and to get together. And but they still have different methodologies they hold on to and different creed. Keep in mind that this is the deen of Allah. Islam is a religion that came from Allah. And Allah has revealed a book, Al-Quran, the best book, the final book that contained guidance. And he revealed it to the best of mankind, the seal of all prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah ordered everybody since that point, since that moment, to adhere to the book, the Quran, and to the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Arabs and non-Arabs, black and white, rich or poor, doesn't matter. Even those who before they used to be on other religions, even those who they may be adhering to what Jesus, Isa, called to, not the shirk of those who were upon polytheism, even if they may be certain people who they were adhering to what Moses were upon, still they have no choice except to leave all that alone and adhere to the message of Al-Islam that Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. And of course, the Sahaba, the companions of the Shaykh is going to mention, they did exactly that. They left everything. Those whom Allah guide their hearts. And they adhere to what the Prophet ﷺ brought from Allah. Now, so the Shaykh says, it's impossible for the Muslims to be united as long as they have these differences in methodologies and in the creed. قال وخير شاهد لذلك واقع العرب قبل بعثة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث كانوا متفرقين ومتناحرين. Then the Shaykh says he's going to bring the best example to understand this, that the Arabs before Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were divided. The Arabs, they were divided into different groups and tribes and the like. Not only they were divided, but they used to fight one another. They were enemies one to another. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا فِي الْإِسْلَامِ وَتَحْتَ رَايَةِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَصَارَتْ عَقِيدَتُهُمْ وَاحِدَةٌ وَمَنْهَجُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ اجْتَمَعَتْ كَلِمَتُهُمْ وَقَامَتْ دَوْلَتُهُمْ. But these Arabs, who they were fighting each other, never can get together, united. But once Allah opened their hearts to Islam and they enter into Islam and they established Tawheed, all of them, and so therefore they had the same creed, the same methodology. Now they were united. That's what unites them, Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, the sound creed. And that's how they were united, and they form a dawla, a body, strong body. وَقَدْ ذَكَّرَهُمُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِذَلِكَ كَمَا فِي سُورَةِ آلِ عِمْرَانَ وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah remind the companions of this favor of His, subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon them. When they became Muslims and they adhered to the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became strong, they became brother to one another after they were divided, after they were fighting one another, taking each other as enemies. Now they became brothers, strong, united, together. Allah says, and remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies one to another, but He has joined your hearts together. It's about the hearts. So by His favor and by His grace, you became brothers one to another. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِنَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَمَا فِي سُورَةِ الْأَنْفَالِ verse 63, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said to him, if you would to spend all what's on earth, you will not be able to join their hearts together. Money doesn't bring people together. Okay? He says, if you would to spend all what's in earth, all of it, you would not be able to bring their hearts together, but Allah joined them together and brought the unity to them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال والله سبحانه وتعالى يؤلف بين قلوب الكفر والمرتدين والفرق الضالة أبدا إنما يؤلف الله بين قلوب المؤمنين الموحدين. He says, the Shaykh, he says, Allah does not unite the hearts of the disbelievers and those who are apostate, and likewise the hearts of those who deviate from the path. Allah does not join the hearts of such people. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined the hearts of the believers who are upon Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. قال تعالى في الكفار والمنافقين المخالفين لمنهج الإسلام وعقيدته كما في سورة الحشر تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the disbelievers, likewise the hypocrites who oppose the Islam and the creed that Islam called to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about these people, you will think that they are together by their fake, you know, all these propagandas, and you will think that they are united and together. Rather, Allah says their hearts are departed far away from one another. Because they are people who do not understand. So it's not just about the heart, the bodies get together. You may bring a lot of people together, but the hearts are not together. And certain people, they don't even have to be in the same place. Like the hearts of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they together, alhamdulillah. They love each other, respect each other, even one in here, one in the west, one in the east, one in the south, one in the north. But the hearts are together. وقال تعالى كما في سورة هود ولا يزالون مختلفين إلا من رحم ربك. That the people will continue to differ. To differ except from those that Allah have mercy on them. إلا من رحم ربك. This is the exception for who? قال هم أهل العقيدة الصحيحة والمنهج الصحيح فهم الذين يسلمون من الاختلاف. He says, who are these people that make the exception? Because Allah says the people will continue to differ and to disagree and to fight each other, and meaning they're not going to be united, all of them at once, except for a certain people that they're going to stay together and united because Allah has mercy upon them. Who are they? Once again, it has nothing to do with citizenship or country or color. It has to do with the people who are upon the sound creed. So the sound creed unite the Muslims. Al-manhaj al-sahih, the sound methodology, that which the Prophet ﷺ left the companions upon, that's what unite the Muslims. فَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسْلَمُونَ مِنَ الْإِخْتِلَافِ. They are the ones who are saved from division. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فالذين يحاولون جمع الناس مع فساد العقيدة واختلاف المنهج يحاولون محالا لأن الجمع بين الضدين من المحال. Based on this, the Sheikh says, so for those who neglect the عقيدة, there is some groups you're going to mention, they neglect the عقيدة, they don't call to Tawheed, they don't warn against Shirk, they don't call to the Sunnah, they don't warn against Bidah, but they just want to bring the Muslims all together. Come on, let's go. The Sheikh, he says, though that's the one who wants to see the Muslims strong and united, despite the fact that they have corrupt creed and they oppose the methodology of the Sahaba, the companions, this person is trying the impossible. He wants to achieve something that is impossible to be achieved. Why? He says, because that's impossible to bring the two opposite things. Two opposites. Can you bring them together? كَالَّذِي يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَجْمَعَ الْمَاءُ وَالنَّارُ فِي إِنَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ. Same way someone wants to have fire and water in the same bucket. You just can. فَلَا يُؤَلِّفُ الْقُلُوبِ. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان وهذه وصايا عظيمة حبذا لو وجدت من المسلمين آذانا صاغية وقلوبا واعية ينفع الله بها من يشاء. These are golden advices, beautiful statements from the mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah, one of the mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah, who they want good for the Muslims. We wish if these statements penetrate to the hearts of the Muslims, not just go one ear out the other, but rather to penetrate and find a place and settle in their hearts. Inshallah, they will see a lot of good. The Shaykh says, so, لا يؤلف القلوب ويجمع الكلمة سوى التوحيد. سوى كلمة التوحيد. He says, the hearts cannot be united and in harmony. The ranks of the Muslims cannot be one except through Tawheed. هذا التوحيد الذي بعد الفرق تدندن تقول يفرق الناس. أين فرق الضالة يقول لا لا اترك التوحيد لأنك إذا دعوت للتوحيد ما يأتي أحد. يتفرق الناس فأترك خلني ما نتكلم لا على توحيد ولا بدع خلنا نجمع الناس أول شيء. This is the tawheed, that's the only thing that brings the people, because that's what brought the Sahaba together. They were enemies one to another. For years, their great-grandfathers were enemies to one another, but they forgot all of the past. And they became brothers one to another, loving one another, caring for one another. Having harmony displayed amongst them. How? Is somebody give them money? No. Tawheed. Tawheed. Islamic monotheism, proper aqidah, sound creed. الذين يحاولون جمع الناس مع فساد العقيدة واختلاف المنهج. نقرأ لكم من الهامش. الذين أو دعونا نتمم كلام الشيخ. Let's finish the Sheikh's statement. Sheikh Fawzan, then we read to you the footnote, inshallah. قال الشيخ فلا يؤلف القلوب ويجمع الكلمة سوى التوحيد. Nothing brings the hearts together. Nothing makes the Muslim strong except Tawheed. الذي يرهب أعداء الله. That's why the enemies, they are afraid of Tawheed. Afraid of Tawheed. Because they know if the Muslims are understand Tawheed correctly and apply it in their life, they were strong, as the Sahaba did. قال إذا عرف معناها يعني كلمة التوحيد لا إله إلا الله وعمل بمقتداها ظاهرا وباطنا لا بمجرد النطق بها مع مخالفة ما تدل عليه فإنها حينئذ لا تنفع. He says now this statement of Tawheed لا إله إلا الله, he says when it becomes fruitful and beneficial and brings the hearts of the Muslims together and they become strong and united, he says when all the Muslims, they know what he means. And once they know its true meaning, they act upon it. Inwardly and outwardly. It's not enough for Muslims to say, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And then many of them oppose what he means. Because in this case, the Shaykh, he says, this statement of La ilaha illallah will be of no benefit. Will be of no benefit. Just saying La ilaha illallah, as it is the case of so many people these days. Sheikh al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala mentioned that, Sheikh bin Baz, al-Uthaymeen, many of our noble scholars, they say many Muslims, or those who say they're Muslims and claim to be upon Islam, because many of them, they're just Muslim by affiliation and by association. Because they were born to a Muslim country, in a Muslim country. And they never understood the meaning of La ilaha illallah. And there is so many reasons for that. Because some of them, they grow up in environments of shirk and bid'ah and innovations. The callers cheat them. They call them to bid'ah and innovations, to shirk, instead to call them to tawheed. So they grow up, they pray, they fast, read Quran, they say La ilaha illallah, but then they go against it. By even some of them falling to shirk. They say La ilaha illallah, but they go to the grave of so-and-so and ask him instead of asking Allah. So these people, what benefit will be for them to say La ilaha illallah if they go against it? Because if someone say La ilaha illallah, it means that what? What does it mean to say La ilaha illallah? That there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. That's the translation. What does it mean? You translate it back to Arabic. Okay? There was translation from Arabic to English, now back from English to Arabic. Somebody want to try Chinese? I'm not concerned with the translation. What does it mean? Now we're coming, okay? To worship none but Allah. What does it mean? What's his statement mean?
To be upon
Tawheed. Same thing, but in another angle. Now.
You can't direct any act of worship other than Allah.
Ahsan. When you say La ilaha illallah, you're saying that I'm not going to devote any act of worship for other than Allah. You see, that's what he means. In another way, it means what? Somebody reverse his statement. Who can reverse his statement now? Ahsan, that's not reversing his statement, but that's the meaning of what he reversed. Reverse it first. Now, Mahmoud? What was his statement? What Nasser said? Mir, what Nasser said? If you don't know, ask him. Say, Nasser, would you repeat what he said? Repeat, Nasser, what he said, please.
He won't devote any act of worship to other than Allah.
And now, that when somebody knows the meaning of La ilaha illallah, it means that he's not or she's not going to devote, meaning perform any act of worship for other than Allah. Reverse it for me.
This guy,
how do you know he's a guy?
This person, this human.
He's a person, human, okay?
He make a commitment that he will devote his worship only for Allah.
Make a commitment. Mashallah. Now, it means that, now, Jama, that all acts of worship should be performed for who?
Allah.
For Allah.
Allah.
Okay. Does it worship? What is this acts of worship? Give me some examples. These acts of worship that we have to perform only for Allah, and no one but Allah has any share. Naam? Sujood. Naam. Al-Dua, Al-Salat. Everybody should say something.
Zakat.
Hajj. Fatiha. Al-Dhabh, slaughtering. Fasting. Tawaf. Ahsan, tawaf around the Kaaba, not around the graves. Hajj. Another Hajj? Okay. Hajj. Same Hajj, right? All right. Okay.
Another,
a vow, making an oath. What else?
Tawbah.
What? Al khawf. Raja, hope. Hijra, Isti'ana, istighatha. So these are what? Acts of worship. So all of the acts of worship has to be for Allah. Now you find certain people. When it comes to Salat, Allah. So Salat is for fasting, for Allah. But then they go and slaughter for who? For the jinn. You see? Before they move to a place, they slaughter a goat. And those who are helping them to move, they're like, hey, a couple of pizzas will do. Why you slaughter a whole goat for us? They're like, that's not for you. For who? For the jinn. You see? That's, what is that? Bid'ah, right? It's not a bid'ah. It's a shirk. What shirk? Bid'ah mukafira. It's a major shirk. It's a shirk akbar. Wal'iyadu billah. But that same person, he prays. He don't pray for the jinn. He don't fast for the jinn. He said, no, his prayer is for Allah. But why the dhabh is for other than Allah? Another person, pray asr for Allah, go to grave or so, oh so and so, help me cure my mother, give me a child. Is that okay for him, for that person to do? What is the problem? The wrong man, he's asking the wrong person, he's supposed to go one next to him? What is it?
Worshipping something
else. Because now, what else? Help me out. Ta'awunu 'alal birri wa taqwa. Naam, what's this person do? What did he do wrong? This person, he made salat. If he ask him, akhi, did you just pray for who? Allah, ya akhi. May Allah accept from us. Okay. Then he goes to the grave. of so and so and say, Ya Fulan, Ya Badawi, Ya Zaylani, Ya Kada, Aghitni Kada. Huh? What did this person do wrong here?
He asks
in order than Allah. Ahsant. He's invoking other than Allah. So what is the ibadah here that this person is performing? Walking or standing? What is it?
Dua.
That's an ibadah that this person he is performing. Is dua ibadah or not? What is your proof? What is your proof? أحسنت وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعو مع الله أحدا. Another proof. الدعاء مخ العبادة ضعيف. ضعيف مخه ضعيف. What is the صحيح؟ هو العبادة. الدعاء هو العبادة. نعم. So now we have an act of worship that has to be done for Allah. Not salat for Allah, dua for somebody else. Salat for Allah, slaughtering for the jinn. No. Okay? No.
Some people overseas didn't actually straight up they say it's for the jinn. They say it's for barakah, it's for blessing. So when I asked, what's the blessing? Like, is this for Allah? I said, no, for the barakah, and you have to do something with 4 feet.
4 feet.
You can't do...
Frog has 4 feet.
Frog.
Frog has 4 feet. Why they don't choose the frog then? They say Baraka would tell them, listen, man sabaqakum ila hada al-amal. Who preceded you to this? Did the Prophet did he do that when he moved from Mecca to Medina? When he built his house, he did that? Did he do that when he built the masjid? He didn't do that. So why we do it? We don't do it. If somebody wants to take care of the people who help him move in, give him a nice dinner, that's good from the karam. Or because he was a moving day and a lot of things, he wants to give a break for his wife or his daughters not to cook that night, and he bought some dinner, he ordered, alhamdulillah, that's from khair. Because everybody is tired, especially if they draw for a long time, he brings food. Alright? Or actually, the Muslims in that area are supposed to do that. That's even better, that person go and buy food. Those in the area, because they know that this man and his wife, they were moving, and we all moved at least, 15 times in our lives, right? That's in America. Listen, when I was back home, we never moved. I never even heard somebody moved until I came here. And I moved 21 times in 20 years. Don't say anything. It's amazing. Allah was that. And I know how it is to move, right? So we know that. You hear somebody moving, some of us step to the plate and prepare some food. Akhi, don't. It's on me, dinner today, okay? Subhanallah, that make them very happy. Ayna, but try to know what they like and give them what they like. Okay? Don't just give them anything. Give them something that they like and they can benefit. Usually the women, they be better in this. Okay, because most of us men, we have no clue. Alright, so the woman, like me for example, tell my wife, look, this family, call the sister and see what they like. And let's cook it for them, we'll get it for them. So now, that's like they move in and, I don't know, let's go get something to eat and... Hey, nah. Somebody has his hand down.
There is, especially for rich family, we ever graduate, like somebody graduate from the family, they bring like a big zabiha and then slaughter for the fuqara and
Levels. Levels. If somebody, for example, achieves something or whatever, it's okay to do that. Levels. As long as it shouldn't be like a belief that you have to do it and this is the sunnah. Levels. Inshallah. Now, tayyib. So the ulama, they mentioned there's a lot of people who they say they're Muslim, they pray, but they go against Kalimat al-Tawheed. Sheikh al-Albani says, it says amazing, the kuffar of Quraysh, the pagan of Quraysh who died upon shirk, they understood the meaning of La ilaha illallah better than so many people who they say they're Muslims. Because the pagan of Quraysh, when the Prophet ﷺ said to them, say La ilaha illallah, what they say? No. They refuse. Why they refuse? Somebody know? Why they refuse? Huh? They think they better? Yeah, arrogance, that's true. But why? According to what we're saying in here. No details. Just simple. Nah? Ahsant. Because they understood what he means. When he said to them, say La ilaha illallah, they says, no way. Why? Because they know that the Prophet is telling him, is telling them what? He's telling them that all of these idols you guys been worshipping, they no good. Nothing. Question. Did they worship Allah or not? Pagans. They worship Allah, but they worship others besides Him. So the Prophet ﷺ was telling them, give up everything except Allah. Since you already believe in Allah, you worship Allah, you devote some acts of worship for Allah, so yes, keep that, but leave everything else alone. Worship none but Allah. That's why they say, no way. He says, look, now you find people, they say they're Muslims, this, they pray, some of them read Quran many times, and they still what? Go against the statement of La ilaha illallah. The pagan of Quraysh, they refuse to say it because they like, no, these are gods. Gotta call upon them, slaughter for them. Now you find people claim Islam, and subhanallah, they say La ilaha illallah, but they slaughter for other than Allah. They say La ilaha illallah, call upon other than Allah. Ayna. We read to you the footnote as related to those who الذين يحاولون جمع الناس مع فساد العقيدة واختلاف المنهج. Those people who they call to unity and they say no. Listen, man, doesn't matter. People, they are on Tawheed, no Tawheed, they are on the same creed or not. Different methodologies, different creed, it's okay. They can still be together. Can still unite the Muslims. قال الذين يحاولون جمع الناس مع فساد العقيدة واختلاف المنهج على سبيل المثال الحصر في عصرنا هذا فرقة الإخوان المسلمون. لهم بلايا الله المستعان. Those who they adopt this idea that it's okay. Yes, you can still bring the Muslims together. Muslims can still be united, even though they have different creeds. Even though they have different creeds, even though they have different methodologies, it's okay. Who are these people? As an example, they're not the only one in our time. Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun. You know Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, right? What is the, who can translate? The Muslim Brotherhood. Or Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun? So-called Muslim Brotherhood. Okay? There was a group that they were founded in where? Egypt. By who? Hassan al-Banna. And who? He was a man with him. Al-Rafidi. Al-Qummi. Ahsant. Rafidi al-Qummi. So look at the founder of Rafidi. And so that's why the Ikhwan, they put their hands with the Rawafid, no problem. No problem. قال فإنها تضم في صفوفها شوف فرقة الإخوان تضم في صفوفها الرافدي والجهمي والأشعري والخارجي والمعتزلي وكذا النصراني لا تنسى ذلك. Why they said, look, it's no problem, man. عقيدة, منهج, differences, no problem. We can all be together, work together. As they say, نتعاون على ما اتفقنا عليه ويعذر بعضنا بعضا فيما اختلفنا فيه. قاعدة المنار. The قاعدة of الإخوان. His main principle that they use is what? Let us work together on anything we agree upon. And let us overlook the mistakes of one another. Is this is right? Can you just work together upon anything you agree upon? What if the people agreed on battle? Still do, let's do it. Ikhwan al-Muslimun, keep in mind this innovated sect and group, very dangerous group in our time. Amongst them in their ranks are Rawafid, Shia, who they abuse the companions and slander the companions and talk bad about them and say they kuffar, riyad billah. It's okay. Al-Jahmi, who they deny the names and attributes of Allah and say Quran is created, no problem. Al-Ash'ari, these are deviant creeds. Al-Khariji, the Khawarij. Mu'tazili, even Christians, no problem. Anyone who lend the hand, they put the hand. Let's do it. These are the Ikhwan al-Muslimun. And if you remember, Ikhwan, we mentioned a lot about the Ikhwan al-Muslimun in the previous class. In the previous classes, we mentioned that this is a political group. They appeared in the last century. And their main goal is to get to the power. But they're very tricky because they try to use Islam. They use Islam and they don't care about the Aqidah, about Tawheed, about the Sunnah. Doesn't matter. They're flimsy. They work with anybody. Amongst the Salafiyun, they show their Salafis. You see? With the Rawafid, no problem. They're their brothers. Yahud, they're their brothers. And this is by statements from those who are with them. In their books, this is not something that just... In their books, those who are the main guys, Al-Munaddirun, the man who is to be the main guy in their groups, they say that. They say, no problem with the Yahud, with the Rawafid, no problem. They have no problem with them. Aynab, it's Allah, salamu alayhi. But their harm, and their war is against Ahlul Sunnah. Anyone who calls to the Manhaj al-Salafi, to the Haqq, is their enemy, main one. But they don't care about Tawheed at all. They don't mention it. They don't warn against Shirk because there is Shirk in their countries. But their main goal is the rulers. The ruler did this, the ruler did that. This ruler has to go away so that one of them can take his place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them because in a couple of years, that's what happened exactly in Egypt. After all these years of planning and this, finally one of them get to the position, mercy. And in 1 year almost, when they were in the power, a lot of evil. The people who they noticed what they've been doing, and subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslims from their evil. Alain, in summary, there was a very good question. Can the Muslims be united despite the fact that they have different creeds and different methodologies? Alhamdulillah, we learned the answer to this very important question, that it's impossible. There will be no unity without Tawheed. The Muslims cannot be united. No one can unite the Muslims based on anything except if the Muslims, all of them, go back to a Tawheed. That's what brings the people together, their hearts together, because that's what joined the hearts of the companions together. And the Shaykh, he gave that as an example. The case of the Sahaba, who they are an example for us. We have to follow their example. Now, because Allah has praised them, Allah has chosen them to support the Prophet ﷺ and to convey the religion of Islam, and they did, they sacrificed and they did convey the Risala, the message of Islam, by supporting the Prophet ﷺ in his life and by taking on after him on this message and conveying it to the people. Ridwanullahi alayhim. So there is no khair except in adhering to their path. وَكُلُّ خَيْرٍ فِي اتِّبَاعِ مَنْ سَلَفْ. Good, all good is in adhering to what they were upon. Anything we want to do, we have to see what the companions were upon. And we do it. And anyone who tried to bring us other ideas and say, no, it will work, just try it, we say, well, it's not going to work. Because Allah commands us to adhere to the way of the companions. The Prophet ﷺ says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي. The best of the people is my generation. We as a human, we always want to learn from the best, right? Wrong. In any field, choose any field. If there is one person in here, he knows a little bit, or he may not know, you don't even know, but this is the best right here. You're always going to go to the best. You want to learn from the best. Likewise, the best of the people are the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhu. So we learn our deen, we take it from its proper sources, the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions. May Allah grant us ikhlas and keep us firm upon the path of the Sahaba. May Allah unite the Muslims upon the Tawheed, upon the correct and sound creed, and upon the methodology that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us and that and guided the Sahaba to be upon. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslim al-kathir.